Musings, songs, Kay Thompson, music, Richard Himber. Tromer's Troopers are brought to you by Tromer's Malt Beer, the largest selling malt beer in America. Our regular announcer has been unavoidably delayed, so the commercial...
Hey, wait a minute. I'm here.
A fine time for you to arrive.
Oh, sorry, Bill. I had to stop at a grocery store.
What for?
Some Tromer's malt beer. And was I surprised?
Why?
Well, you know, Tromer's tastes just like swell imported beer. And I thought it would cost a lot. But I got 3 stiny bottles for a quarter.
Okay, but I still don't see why you had to bring them here.
You don't, eh?
No.
Then listen. I'm going to christen this program Tromer's Troopers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure to introduce the talented artist. And when that artist is also possessed with exceptional ability plus dynamic personality and has been acclaimed one of the foremost radio stars of today, the introduction is an honor.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lou Holt.
Not yet.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Therefore, I have the honor to introduce Mr. Ted Husing.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings and thank you. Thank you, Danny, for that marvelous and, I assure you, unappreciated and but undeserved build-up. The laurels you so graciously bestowed upon me should go to one who is endowed with what it takes to make a real radio artist. Therefore, it is I who have the honor to present...
At last. Holt is the name, folks. Lou Holt.
Not yet.
Oh, excuse me.
And so it is my honor to present Miss Kay Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Husing. But in all fairness, the nice things you said should be applied to the outstanding radio personality of the program, Mr.
Holt is the name. Lou Holt.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Richard Himber. Yes.
Hello, everybody.
A mimic.
Thank you, Miss Thompson. But haven't you made a mistake? The one upon whom the success of our program really depends is...
Holt. Lou Holt.
Not yet.
This is getting irksome.
That artist is Mr. Ted Husing.
Let's go home, folks. This is where we came in.
Well, thank you, Dick, but you're wrong, too. You know and I know we're here to give our support to a man with whom it is a pleasure to be associated, our friend and pal...
Holt is the name, or am I in the wrong studio?
Not yet. Just what is it you want, my boy?
My boy?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be introduced.
Oh, yes, be sure. What is your name?
My name is Holt, Lou Holt.
And my name is Himber, Richard Himber. And we now play for you, Liza and Jericho.
Thank you.
gentlemen, my
name... Hello, Lou. Say, where were you when everybody was being introduced?
Oh, well, you know me, Ted. Holtz, the hermit. I've always hated publicity.
Oh, that sort of upsets my plans, Lou. I prepared a great build-up that I was going to use right now. But, of course, if you don't like publicity...
Ted, far be it from me to interfere with the routine of the program.
Oh, then you won't mind if I give you a terrific build-up?
Well, it goes a little against the grain, but if it's going to help the program, I'll make the sacrifice.
Thanks, Lou.
Oh, you're welcome, Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Holtz.
Well, Ted, that certainly was marvelous, and thanks.
Did you like the introduction, Lou?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. That is about the way Joe Louis would introduce Max Schmeling. Come in. Why, Aunt Aggie, and what are you doing here?
I just had to come, Louis. You see, Louis?
Aunt Aggie.
What?
Don't call me Louis.
I won't. You see, Louis, I was listening to the program, and the way you were introduced, oh, I felt like a... Well, like a pickled herring and a cup of custard. To think my nephew, Louis...
Don't take it so serious, Aggie, and don't call me Louis.
All right, but aren't you terribly angry?
Not me. I never get angry. In fact, I love everybody. Oh, well, all my intimates, they all call me Peter Pan Holt. For instance, the other night, Cecilia. Cecilia was sleeping in the bathtub.
Sleeping in the bathtub?
Yes.
Huh, fine lady she must be.
Cecilia's not a lady.
There's something fishy here.
You're right, Teddy. Cecilia's a seal.
A seal?
Yeah, a real live seal.
Well, where did you get it?
Well, I got it from a vaudeville actor that was living at my hotel. He did an act with four chickens, four ducks, and a seal.
Four chickens, four ducks, and a seal?
Yeah, but the poor fella hadn't worked in months. Well, Ted, he was actually starving.
Pitiful, pathetic, deplorable.
Obnoxious. So, I call up a friend of mine and arrange for him to play a week in Jersey. See? I rushed to his room, this poor, starving actor, and I said, Harry, you open Monday with the chickens, the ducks, and the seal. He said, Lou, I can't open. I said, why not? He said, because I ate my act.
Ate his act?
Yeah, all but the seal.
Oh.
He doesn't eat anything that tastes of fish, so I took the seal.
Oh, you're going to eat it?
Yeah, no. I bought it, and I'm putting her on the program.
You're kidding.
I'm not. She does tricks, and I reward her with fish. She loves fish. Well, here she is now.
Oh, look. She's going right to Mr. Husing.
You can't fool a seal. Will you look at her? She's licking Ted's hand. She knows that Ted likes her.
Go away from me, you overgrown smelt.
She's very intelligent. How do you like her, Aunt Aggie?
She'd make a lovely sealskin coat.
How can you say that? Cecilia's a trick seal.
Well, what can she do?
Well, she can toss a fish in the air and catch it on the end of her nose.
What's so wonderful about that?
Can you do it?
Well, I could try. How much do you weigh?
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't be ridiculous, Ted. I'm not a fish.
Well, we know that, but does the seal know it?
No, I mean, yes. Of course the seal knows I'm not a fish.
Then why is she looking up at you and sniffing?
Must be the herring I had for supper.
Does she ever get vicious and bite Louis?
No, but I will if you don't stop calling me Louis. Cecilia has a lovely disposition. Why, she'll eat off your hand.
Yes, and your arm and your foot and maybe an ear.
You seem to know a lot about seals, Aggie.
I should. I've been married to an old walrus for 20 years.
Did you hear that, Aunt Aggie?
What?
Well, the seal says the old walrus didn't marry a mermaid.
Say, Lou, don't tell me that you understand seal talk.
I not only understand it, I speak it.
Your talk always did sound fishy to me.
Aunt Aggie.
Say, getting back to that seal, I suppose you're putting her on the salary list.
Of course, the seal must live.
Well, how much are you going to pay her?
Oh, a fin a week.
Oh. That was a terrible pun.
Well, the seal liked it.
Yeah, stop bowing, Lou. She's not applauding you. She's flirting with Dick Himber.
She has a moment.
Tell me, what can Cecilia do?
I'll show you. This is simply swell.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hand me that chair. Now watch. I'll throw the chair and Cecilia will catch it on the end of her nose.
On that nose, she ought to be able to catch a piano.
You wouldn't do so bad yourself. Now, steady, Cecilia. Get ready now. One, two, and catch.
She missed.
Yes,
she's not so good at chair catching, is she, Lou?
Well, now wait a minute. Now wait. Well, chair catching with her is just a sideline. Her real business is arithmetic.
Ask her how many skins in a fur coat.
Will you please stop talking about fur coats?
Say, ask her how much is 2 and 1.
Cecilia. He's asking. Well, that's the silliest thing. What? Cecilia, he's asking how much is 2 and 1. So easy, Cecilia's laughing.
Well, ask her anyway.
All right, I'll ask him. Cecilia, will you tell Mr. Using how much is 2 and 1?
I still think she'd make a lovely coat.
Is that so? You're so smart. How much is 2 and 1?
Well, that's easy.
Right, Aggie. Throw her a fish, Lou.
I know what's the matter with Cecilia. It's her supper time.
It's mine, too.
Well, Aunt Aggie, suppose you take her out and get her some mackerel.
I don't like mackerel.
It's not for you. It's for the other seal.
A seal on this program. Fine business.
Say, there's an idea. Make it a business. Put a seal on every program. Publicize seals. Create a demand. A seal for every child in the public schools. A seal in every home. Interest in seals will wax warm. And then what will we have?
Sealing wax. That's it. You specialize in seals. Seals on everything. Seal rings. Ceilings. A sensational seaboard-to-seaboard sequence of sports. Winding up the season with Cecilia selling seats for a Seals World Series. That has my seal of approval.
Oh, Louis! Louis!
Well, what's the matter? What's happened?
Cecilia's choking on the fish.
Ridiculous. Who ever heard of a seal choking on mackerel?
I didn't give her mackerel. I gave her sardines, and one of the cans got stuck in her throat.
In the field of sports, one man is supreme. Ted Husing, the man who sees all and tells all. Tonight, he brings you his forecast of the coming sports events of the week.
Thank you, Dan. The next week in sports brings us an interesting heavyweight encounter between Tommy Farr and Maxie Bear, the final week of racing at Santa Anita, the elimination rounds of the National Basketball Championship, and the indoor track meet conducted by the Knights of Columbus in New York City. The American Bowling Congress started its 48-day gallop out in Chicago, and usually dark horses in the record fields tumble the timber on a good night and take down the big money. Now, predicting a winner is like looking for an honest man. But the scores should exceed those of last year, and after scanning the entries, I predict that the singles winner will have to exceed 750 pins. The Lafayette Handicap at Fairgrounds and the San Juan Capistrano Purse, a sort of consolation prize at Santa Anita, hold the eye for the racing fans. Predicting winners in horse racing is hazardous enough, but trying to pick them a week ahead is sheer audacity. But I'm audacious, so bet Seabiscuit. The Knights of Columbus in New York will ring down the curtain in the track world by staging its annual indoor carnival Saturday night. Glenn Cunningham, whose electrifying mile at Dartmouth last Thursday night wiped the world mile record slate clean, will attempt the Normie double, the mile and the 600-yard run. Glenn will take the mile in good figures and will be beaten at the shorter distance in thrilling performance. Maxie Bear will return to the ring against Tommy Farr, who is now managed by Joe Gould, former manager of Jimmy Braddock, whose last start returned him victor over the Welshman. Gould also piloted Braddock to a title win over the Californian. Bear has been an erratic yet colorful figure in the boxing world, whose comeback will end in the Garden Ring Friday night. Farr whipped the Livermore playboy in England last year and figures to repeat with ease despite the fact that his fighting equipment does not rate with Maxie's. The sports writers who handle basketball in the East are about to board the golden wave set up by promoter Ned Irish. They begin a national elimination tournament this week at the New York Garden among Eastern leading quintets, following with the national finals later on. Temple ought to hang it on the sensational Bradley Tech Braves by a slim margin, while the shrinking New York University Violets should outlast the campaign-weary Long Island University Five. Well, don't forget what I've told you, and if I should be wrong, don't you tell me. Thanks.
Teddy, bravo. Very good. Say, listen, I've always wanted to know, how do you arrive at those amazing conclusions?
Well, Lou, they're inspired after careful study and research.
Really? Exactly like a songwriter.
Like a songwriter?
Yes, only, of course, a songwriter never knows where an inspiration will come from. Might come from a casual remark or an incident. For instance, Ted, I'll show you how a songwriter got his inspiration for one of the biggest hits of today. The Place. The Polo Grounds. the cat, the songwriter and his sweetheart, Isabella.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs now for your sweetie or your frau. Every bow, wow, wow, get them now, hot dogs.
How about a hot dog, Isabella?
I could eat two.
Say, I could eat five. Hey, boy.
Hey, yes, sir.
Seven weenies, five for me and two for my girl. Ah, an inspiration. Weenie, 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 two for Bella, 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 la, 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 la.
When I came into this studio, I had three bottles of Cromer's malt beer.
Well, you used one to christen the program. Anyway, you can get some more, Stiney. Three for a quarter.
Bill, give me one of those bottles.
Okay. Why, there's another bottle of beer here on the table.
Now, that's imported beer. It set me back 35 cents.
What's imported beer doing here? This is Cromer's program.
Forget about names and labels for a minute. I want you to decide which tastes better. Take a sip out of this glass first. Then a sip out of this one.
But which is which?
That's for you to decide.
They look exactly alike. And oh, well, this is imported beer.
You haven't tried the other.
Okay, I'll try, but it's easy to tell. Hey, you're kidding me. They're both the same.
They're not the same. One is Cromer's. The reason you can't tell the difference is they're made the same way, from hops and malt and no other grain. That's the old world method of brewing beer. And for Cromer's, only selected barley malt and fancy hops are used. That's why Cromer's is America's largest selling malt beer.
Still in the mood for inspirations and predictions, we predict you'll be inspired by the delightful voice of Kay Thompson, who sings exactly like you.
I know why I've waited, why I've been so blue. I've prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? When no one does those love things exactly like you, you make me feel so grand. I'd like to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each tiny little dream that I'm dreaming, dream that I'm feeling. Now I know why my mother, 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 why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you, exactly like you. Sweet, 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 sweet. I used to have a perfect lover, not a real one, just a dream. A wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real now, love's ideal. You're just what I've wanted, and now it's nice to live. Paradise to live. I know why I'm waiting, why I'm I've prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two when no one does those love things exactly like you? You make me feel so grand, I'd like to hand the world to you. you seem to understand. Each tiny little dream that I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Oh, now I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone. She meant me for someone. I was meant for someone exactly like you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, by popular demand, we present a scene from the Czechoslovakian Pulitzer Prize play of 1937. And is that hard to say? The scene will be played by the original cast of a Czechoslovakian theater that became famous for having no scenery, no costumes, and no customers. The players speak in their native tongue, and as there might be two or three people in the audience from out of town who don't speak Czechoslovakian, I will translate the scene for you. The play is entitled Zum Spaspip, The Spy. The action takes place in a cafe in Prague, the name of the town over there. There are two Czechoslovakians, a man and a woman, are at dinner. The man is Zum Spaspip, The Spy. Now let Thespia have its glum.
Je pět hodin.
He says it's 1 o'clock.
Čili dobrý československý vyzvěrač, dejte na cestu.
The woman says if you're a Czechoslovakian spy, you better scram. The man appears nervous and starts bouncing up and down in his chair. This is what is called a bouncing Czech.
To je s tebou, Joseph.
The woman says, what's the matter, Max?
Nic mě není, Katarino.
Oh, he says it's nothing, Flossie.
Zdáš se nervózní, jsi celý bledej.
She says, what's on your mind besides your toupee?
Mě není nic. Ty jsi nervózní, Katarino.
Oh, he says it's nothing. How are you feeling, Toots?
Ale kde pát? Já jsem veselá, šťastná jako ptáček.
She says, I don't feel so good today.
Mám před sebou důležitou misi, sakra.
The man says, I've got a big spy job to do. The woman didn't say anything. The waiter just spilled some hot soup down her back.
Ty Mexico, ty Fulce, ty slona egyptská, dám ti přes čumák.
The waiter, he says, nice work, waiter. The waiter silently clears the table and leaves.
Podívej na mé šaty, to zničený, musí vypadat.
She sobbingly says, look at me, I'm a mess.
Ale ne, jsi krásná, skvělá, rozkošná.
He's got me. He says, oh, I got it. He says, you're adorable, you have a beautiful mouth, there's only one thing that it needs. She says, baby, what does my mouth need?
She loves rock.
He says, a zipper.
Katarzyno, drahoušku, pojď ke mně na klín.
He says, come here, Flossie, sit on my lap.
Radosti, drahoušku.
She says, yeah, man.
Sem před mém nebi, když mě tak drží.
Oh, she says, isn't it wonderful to be sitting here on your lap?
Mohlo to by být ještě krásnější.
He says it would be heavenly if it weren't for one thing.
Co ti myslíš?
She says, what is that?
Poněvadž mám u sebe bombu.
Oh, he says, I have a time bomb in my hip pocket. The noise you hear is the lady rising to her feet. She has rheumatism.
Bojí se bombi?
No, he says, are you afraid of bombies?
Ani za nic.
She says, listen, Joe, my father's a bomb maker, and so are all my brothers. They inherited bomb making from my grandmother, who was one of the greatest bomb makers of the day. When I was a little, Charlie used to play with them. Therefore, the mere suggestion that I fear to give a bomb to your pocket is absolutely and positively ridiculous. He says, don't change the subject. Are you afraid of bombies?
Nejsem jiná než ostatní československé ženy, které žili a umřeli pro národ. My dnešní ženy jsme připraveni obětovat vše, a když národ zavolá,
She won't talk. He says, are you afraid to speak?
No.
She said no 6 times, once in French. What time will the bomb go off? Oh, he says it is set to explode at 8:27 o'clock.
Say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lou, but the program is running rather long. Do you know what time it is?
It is exactly 8:27, Czechoslovakian time.
Next time you order beer, ask for Tromer's, the beer with a fine imported taste. Tromer's is America's largest selling malt beer, with vast modern breweries in Brooklyn, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. It is brewed like the best beers abroad, of selected barley malt and fancy hops. No rice, no grit, no corn are used. This is a more costly method of brewing. Yet Tromer's malt beer costs you no more than ordinary beer. Try Tromer's. You can get it in bottles or in convenient cans, or on draft at good eating places. Taste and compare.
Absolute sensation. I wonder if that means anything. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you that next week we present a scene from the Russian version of the great American play Ratopa Ratata, meaning a brother rat. As the scene opens, La Mouse, the rat, is discovered eating. Ah, but guess what? Yes. You're right. A piece of cheese. When suddenly... the telephone rings. A little novelty. It's a different kind of a phone. Who can it be? You said it.
Sport, Ted Husing.
So long, sport.
Songs, Kay Thompson.
Good night, fellas.
Music, Richard Himber.
Good night, gal.
Comedy, Lou Holt.
Good night, everybody.
Be with us again next week, same time, same station.
Dan Seymour speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.